Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Olcordy, and welcome to Public Advocate Radio. My guest today is Victoria Stewart Myers, and I'm going to pick her up forthwith. Hi, Victoria.
Hi there.
You sent me a litany of things that I cannot find, so I can't even refer to what it is you had described, but it appears to be about masks. Am I correct? I mean, this is terrible. I can't find.
Well, what I sent you was the letter that I just sent to my college at Henderson State University, and I also sent another version of it to the governor of Arkansas, and it is about masks. It's also about the fact that the pandemic, according to CDC, well, let me say that again, the epidemic in the United States, according to the CDC standard for measuring an epidemic, ended in mid-June. And yet, the rhetoric has gone from we have to flatten the curve to now we have to eliminate all cases. And so they started testing, and cases are going up. But the death rate in the United States is about 0.00034, I believe, right now today, percent, which is effectively zero. So there is no emergency.
Right. There is no emergency. But as with everything that pertains, in this case, eventually to a vaccine, the truth is irrelevant.
Exactly. But here in this past week, the governor of Arkansas, whereas 2 weeks ago, the governor had said to people who were begging him to put out a mask mandate, he had stated he wasn't going to do it, because, and I quote, it's unenforceable, and he wasn't going to make a mandate that's not enforceable. But then this week, he wrote an executive order giving cities the power to enact mask mandates. So what changed? How did it suddenly become enforceable is my question. And so,
well, you know what I did the other day?
Six.
I want to tell people what I did, because I have no idea if there's a mandate in New York. I just don't even know. I don't care. So I went with my daughter to look at an apartment, and you couldn't go into the apartment lobby without a mask. So I said, I'm so not doing that, so you go ahead and look around. Let me know what you think. So across the street, I saw a wall. I sat on the wall, and I just waited for her for about half an hour. In that time, about 30 people passed me, absolutely everyone wearing a mask. But when they saw me, absolutely every one of them took it off.
That's because everybody is so scared. Everyone is so scared. And that's what the government, that's what these daily briefings are about. Every single day, I just got off right before I called you. I got off of the Facebook Live where Governor Asa Hutchinson goes on every single day, 7 days a week, I think. I'm not positive if he goes on the weekends. I could be wrong about that. But every day he's on this Facebook Live through the news channel, and he goes on and on and on about all the new cases. And for maybe a quarter of a second, he mentions the total deaths. But he never talks about the death rate, how it's plummeted 90%. Never. We have 508 as of yesterday. I didn't catch the number today of deaths in Arkansas. No, that's not correct. It's 308. I'm sorry. And our population is over 3 million. So that makes our death rate 0.0001% in Arkansas. It's effectively zero. There is no emergency. And his executive order is only legal if there's a public health emergency, which there is not. So it is unenforceable, just like he said 2 weeks ago.
Well, I applaud you for taking action and writing to him, because when we take action, you know, hopefully things will change. But I have to tell you, I saw a fellow by the name of last name Jenkins speaking out at the Colorado State House. And I had hoped to interview him, but he gave an interview to a local broadcaster. So I listened to the interview, and he was saying, I've been a community activist for decades, and I have recently come onto this issue. Well, it was of vaccines, but as we all know, it's all leading to a vaccine, so it's all one issue.
Sure.
So he said, so for decades, he's been an activist, a community activist, and now he's just come onto this issue. And he said, I cannot believe how much proof we have that is being disregarded. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. But it's not a joke. He's right. I've lost that sense of being stupefied that the truth can't get through.
Right.
And to the point where I'm laughing and recognizing someone new to the game, even though he's been an activist for decades, okay? This one is different.
It is absolutely astounding. I hear you, because I've been in the vaccine fight since 2009. Which is not, you know, as long as you have, but
I'm also dated.
I've gotten to the point where I don't even really fight the vaccines, at the state level like I used to. I used to be very active on my group, Arkansans for Informed Consent. But the movement in Arkansas has fractured to the point where I don't even know how many Facebook groups there are. And, yes, there's more and more people that know about it, but there's also the majority of them are too scared to speak out. They won't post on their own Facebook wall. They won't go to marches. They won't even, you know, put together marches. They won't write letters. They won't make phone calls. A very small people, maybe probably 10 people in the state of Arkansas, are willing to do those things on a regular basis. And everybody else just wants to post memes at each other on private Facebook groups where they feel safe. I spoke to somebody today who was on a private Facebook group and saying how they were in the I forgot what state he was saying he was in. Oh, maybe Texas. But he was saying that there was all these lies in the media about how the hospital's overrun and how it's not true. He's in there every day, and how the way that they're testing is that people are going in for routine surgeries, and they're testing them daily, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day, before and after their surgeries. And then they count each one of those tests not only as a positive case, not just a positive test, but a positive new positive case. They're also counting them as a new positive case hospitalization. And so it's kind of the same thing again, where in the beginning it was, well, did they die of COVID or did they die with COVID? And now, again, it's, so are they in the hospital fighting COVID, or are they in the hospital and they happen to have a positive test for COVID or non-positive tests?
Yeah, they have us fighting over all this stuff. And you look at everyone, don't take the test. Do not take it, because it's completely unreliable.
Exactly.
It's contaminated. They took down a video that said it causes cancer. And I just interviewed Dr. Caldwell, who said the chip is in the test, or they wouldn't have to stick it so high up your nose.
Right. Well, you know, and that's the thing, too.
That would be the only reason they could want to do that. would be. Otherwise,
right?
They just take a cheap. And they're pushing it for the kids. I don't know. The one time I turned on the TV, what did I see? A commercial pushing testing, and it was all children. They were showing you testing. You know, don't take the test. So you can't then get rid of the tracing on your phone. Don't so that people don't come to your door and remove your children. The whole
right.
thing is really a dire scenario. It is an evil scenario, and we cannot
it
put up with it.
Is.
So I applaud you for taking action. You've done that for years, Victoria. I salute your activism. But now I have to tell you, since with all the activism we have done over the years, now BLM has infused activism that is completely like, what? What's going on here? So, okay, so we can't do the protest thing. I am starting something, and I really hope you participate, Ambassadors for a Vaccine-Free World. We are now going to wear sashes with medallions, and it'll be a conversation starter. You know? All right, so out with the banners, in with the ambassadorial aspect. Whatever we have to do, we're going to keep educating people in the streets, not online. If you're online and you don't get it, you're pathetic.
Right? That sounds awesome. I could just see me walking around this little town here in Arkadelphia where I'm going to school with that sash on. But even here in this little town, Arkadelphia has less than 10,000 population, and it's funny, I almost don't want to say it out loud on the air because I don't want Governor Asa Hutchinson coming in here and cracking his little whip. But the city of Arkadelphia, nobody wants to wear a mask, and most people are not. And they've even stopped wearing them as employees in stores. A lot of the employees are not wearing them. And I credit that. It probably has something to do with our mayor. But you know, I go to the grocery store, and these poor teenagers are out here. It's 100 degrees. It's 98% humidity. You know, this is Arkansas. It is hot, let me tell you what. And these poor kids, because it's a small town, they still do things a small town way. So they bring your groceries from the grocery store out to your car for you. And they're walking out there. There's sweat pouring down. They can barely breathe. And I look at them, and I say, how do you like that mask? And they're just like, oh, I can't stand it. I said, you know, you don't have to wear that mask. It's not a law. And they just look at me funny. And then there was one day when the girl who was carrying my groceries out made a comment about how she could smell the watermelon that was in my grocery bag and how good it smelled. And I said, you can smell that through your mask and through the grocery bag? And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, you just proved that masks can't stop viruses.
Wow.
And she laughed. I mean, you know, and it's wrapped in plastic. Inside
yeah,
a plastic
right, exactly.
grocery bag.
That's pretty smart.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. It's just, it's unbelievable what's going on in the world. I guess it's not so unbelievable. I didn't get into this fight until, 2009, but I found out about, you know, Agenda 21, and I read that Agenda 21 was announced all the way back in 1992. So they told us all the way back in 1992 that they were going to be doing this in 2020. So, I mean, it's not like it's a big secret.
Yeah, and it's also painted in 1994 in the Colorado International Airport. I have that on my blog, Tiny. Did you see that? For the audience's benefit, it is a picture of children from all over the world or people, and they all have a mask in the colors of their national flag. So they're showing you it's a worldwide, and this was painted back in 1994.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure if you look at the New World Order deck of cards, it's in there too.
There's a deck of
cards?
I'm not
kidding. I'm sure it's there.
Oh.
They don't call it a plandemic for nothing.
Right?
Yeah, we're just being played some more. I'm so sick of this.
I hear you. I hear you. And, you know, the reason, well, I mean, not the only reason, but I'm particularly disturbed right now and angry every day because every day they just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. But since the last time I was on your show, I'm not sure if I had started school yet then, but it was the same year I started college. And I am supposed to be starting my senior year and I'm supposed to be starting my final semester this fall. What a great time to do that. And I'm studying studio art. And so we're supposed to have access, 24-hour access to our studios in the college so that we can get our work done. When they shut down the college back in March, of course, all the studios were shut too, which really made no sense. I mean, we could go 24 hours a day. We didn't have to congregate. It didn't make sense. And, so now here I'm looking at this fall semester. I have my art show that I'm supposed to do to finish. You know, it's part of my credit for my degree. Kids that graduated last semester or were supposed to graduate last semester, they didn't get to do their senior show. So they didn't get to graduate. They have an incomplete. And that's what I'm looking at this semester. And I was hoping to go to grad school, and I'm looking at grad schools, and they all have these mask mandates. They're all planning on closing the campuses down at Thanksgiving, which there's no time to finish anything. And I'm looking at a bleak future, and it's just making me so, so angry. Work so hard, and not just me, all these kids in all these schools, in all these colleges across the world are looking at this same thing. Research students, art students, music students, you know, it's not right. It's wrong.
And they've killed all the small businesses. I am personally incensed because I am a fat chick. And the only store for fat chicks within miles of me has closed because of this. You know, they just couldn't stay open. So they're now permanently closed. There is no place for me to get clothes.
I hear you.
I mean, I can do it online, but I always get the wrong size. It was just a series of, you know, sending things back, you know. So
all the clothes on Amazon are from China, so their 5X is really a medium.
Right, exactly. I don't know if you've ever ordered bathing suits. Oh, please, you will never get the right
size. Oh, my gosh. Well, and not only is it annoying to us, fat chicks, I believe you, but I mean, look at how many people have lost their livelihoods, lost their homes. And you know what's interesting is somebody posted something, and so I went and looked it up. Homeless people are not dying. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
And I found an article from Jacksonville, Florida, that said that they went out and gathered up, it says all the homeless people. I can't believe there's only 750 homeless people in Jacksonville, Florida. But it said they tested 700 and some odd homeless people in Jacksonville, Florida, not one positive.
Yeah, but the next time they test them, they'll all be positive.
Well, yeah, this was May, I think, is when they did this.
They
so,
say
yeah,
causing,
now they've got the contaminated test.
What I'm saying, it is such a setup. We are being so set up. And, of course, the hydroxychloroquine, which is the cheap cure, is being abandoned for something that last time I saw a post about it was over $2,000 for
remdesivir, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
One is a steroid. That one's the steroid, remdesivir. And then the hydroxychloroquine, That was interesting. And it's funny that they always only say hydroxychloroquine, but it's actually the protocol is hydroxychloroquine and zinc, which we've known for years that zinc is what you're supposed to take if you have a cold. And the hydroxychloroquine, the way it works is it opens up the cell to get that zinc in there. It's the way I was listening to a doctor describing how that
yeah,
works.
No, exactly. Because, and you can get it in tonic water and zinc. So pour yourself
right,
a
and
gin
you also
tonic,
said,
take a zinc tablet, and you're off and running.
He also said, oh, darn it, I forgot what it was called, but there's an over-the-counter thing that is the same, basically the same action as the hydroxychloroquine. Oh, I can't remember what it is now. It was just in my head.
Well,
it's not
a big deal. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's really hard. I mean, people cannot catch their breath. If this is the thing, why aren't they putting them in hyperbaric oxygen chambers? Because that's the cure for a lot of things. They only use it in the hospitals, according to Dr. Carley, on firefighters. They only use it, she said, but it's good for so many things. And certainly instead of those respirators that do not provide oxygen, to be in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber would be ideal. So 100% of
right, but
the
even just
patients,
a simple oxygen mask will do it.
Right,
just
there
gives
you go.
Them oxygen.
Right, but the gal, Erin Marie, and another lady, Nicole Sirotek, nurses, 100% of their patients died on the protocol
right.
that is being
on
put,
the ventilators, yeah.
Which are, yeah, and so all I can say is, and Erin Marie was saying people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. These are not elderly people. They are literally creating death scenarios. She had even given her word to a family, oh, he's coming along fine. He'll be out in no time. He died that night. Another, the Nicole Sirotek
right.
was saying that she would leave her patients on a certain level of that breathing, of that machine, and when she'd come in the morning, someone had come in overnight and turned it all the way up. So
wow.
the patient was dead. I
right.
listened very carefully to what those ladies had to say because they weren't saying which hospitals they were in. I didn't find that out until middle of June, which hospitals they were
right.
in, late June. So I couldn't even
right.
protest not knowing which hospitals they were talking about. And they wouldn't let the family in. But, I was so frustrated knowing, believing these women. They're afraid to say which hospital. Well, how are we going to, okay, well, it would really be helpful if you'd say which one. I'm just incensed. But not more incensed than the infants they're killing with 33 doses of vaccines. I am not more upset
right.
about this at all than I am about the 15% of infants we lose every single day of every single year from the vaccinations they're giving them.
Right. That's the only positive that's come out of this pandemic is that the SIDS death has gone down so far because babies have not been getting vaccinated.
I know. When they reported that bottle of champagne, I really
what
did.
What scares me is what's going to
yes.
happen when
Ooh.
Those children go in to get their vaccines caught up.
Oh, they're going to die then.
Me. Right.
They're going to die then.
And then
nobody
suddenly it's
care,
gonna be,
and it's
you know,
never
going to
be
more.
Reported as associated with the vaccine, and the coroner isn't going to have a box he can check indicating it was the vaccine, and he's never going to ask when the child's last vaccinations, and the parents are going to go to jail for shaken baby syndrome because they'll develop rickets or something else that will make the child look like it's
or they'll
been,
just blame it on the COVID-19 and the school's opening.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, we know all your tricks. So if you are pharma and you're listening, we are sickened, beyond sickened, by your bullshit.
Did you read or did you see there was a man who was shot to death for not wearing a mask?
No, I saw a woman get arrested, and she was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and saying, this is where your country is going. This is where your country has gone. As she's being arrested, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it's, I mean, it was really quite
wow.
something. But he got shot.
I didn't
for not
see that one.
Yeah, I wish
he
I
was.
Could,
I'm looking for it right now so
feet.
I can tell you what state it was in.
Uh-huh.
I just saw it and it disappeared. He was.
Well, I'd rather be shot and killed than wear a mask. How about that? I ain't wearing no mask for
right?
nobody know how.
He had a flat tire, so he went to this store and he walked in without a mask on. And he's kind of halfway famous guy because he used to be a rapper. But he got into an argument with the security guard telling him he had to have a mask on. And then he turned around to leave. The security guard's wife was there because she was waiting for him to get off work. And she pulled a gun on him. He left and he went back to his car, and then the security guard got out his gun and shot him as he was going away. And he died.
Well, I've seen every scenario. I saw a woman body slammed to the ground for not wearing a mask at Walmart. Another man trying
right.
to get past the security guard and couldn't get past him and finally fell on his face from all the back and forth. Yeah, the whole thing is.
I'm
Hello? Sorry.
Did
what
I lose
that?
I don't know.
What did you just say?
I didn't say anything. I was listening to you.
Huh? So I heard some voice in the background. No, 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 no.
Oh.
All right.
Well, here it is.
Going
it was
on.
In California. It was in California where that man was shot. And his name was Jerry Lewis, a famous 90s rapper known as Mad Head.
Well, all I can say is this is an absolute crime, a crime that is without warrant. It is a warrantless crime. I mean, not. It sounds like, show me a warrant. But, I mean, it is just, there's no reason for it. There's zero reason for it. You know, Fauci is the most, he flip-flops every other day. Oh, you don't need to wear a mask. Oh, you need to wear a mask. Oh, you don't need to wear a mask. Make up your freaking mind.
Right. I'm so over all of it. I'm so over all of it.
Right. I mean, have you heard me, like, kind of freak out the way I am right now? But I'm really, really like you. I'm over it. Enough already.
I don't know what we're going to do about it. I don't. Do we have any kind of a strategy?
Ignore it.
Is anybody
Ignore
mobilizing?
I mobilize every time I don't wear it. As I say, 30
right.
people looking at me thinking, yeah, I'm with her. I'm with her. And I wasn't,
right.
like, deliberately doing it. It's just that I don't wear masks. Not for the governor.
Right.
Not for any reason. Because there is no reason. And we've been living with these lies for so long that to go along to get along is sheer madness. It's only going to amp up. It's only going to get worse. And it only has gotten worse, to wit.
Right.
And the testing, you are opening a bag of worms if you take that test.
I know that... I saw a lawsuit, a couple of them, in fact. One in Ohio, where they are doing a lawsuit against their governor about the executive orders. And I saw another one in Kentucky. Well, I don't know if it's a lawsuit, but a judge has put a temporary stay on the executive order. And I would like to get the complaint. I would like to get a copy of the complaint and read it, because I just hope. I sent my letter to Dale Bigtree because he has a legal team. He works on things like this.
Right.
You know, I don't have any resources, but the one thing that they've got to start bringing out the fact that there is no emergency. Rather than fighting over, I mean, they should definitely mention the unconstitutionality of it. They should definitely mention the lies about the masks, but they also have got to get to the root of it where there is no emergency, and so these executive orders are null and void from the get-go.
Now, why are they null and void from the get-go? I ask you this question.
Because the only reason... because the only reason that the governor or even the president has any power to order an executive order regarding mandated masks or mandated vaccines, which is what's next, is on the basis that it is for an emergency public health emergency. And if the death rate is 0.0003 or 0.0001, like it is in Arkansas, there is no emergency. And so the executive order is automatically voidable.
Well, they're doing their level best to increase the number of deaths in New York. It is staggering to me how far they're willing to go to drive the numbers up. You know, they're literally murdering
You know, they
people.
Really are. And I think that they finally, that's why they went from deaths to cases, is my belief. Because short of flat-out genocide, they are not able to make this thing last to the numbers that they need and the numbers that they want. And people were on to them with their ventilator scheme and their nursing home scheme. So now they just did a 1984 on us, and they switched it up. And it was never about death rate. Now it's always been about cases. And we have cases and cases and cases.
I read something very interesting by Levi Quackenboss. Have you ever read any of her writings?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's a nom de plume. I believe it is, in fact, a woman. I could be wrong. However, she was saying that masks are irrelevant because this is being, if there is an infection, it is being spread through the poop. And to wit, it is being spread in the nursing homes where people are incontinent, and where and why sanitation was the cure for polio. Sanitation, not vaccines, because it's being spread through the poop. So take off your masks. It's irrelevant. It's not coming from saliva. So this is a huge thing to be saying, and it makes sense. It makes sense. So
anywhere you eliminate toxins from your body can be a culprit for catching some sort of a toxin, obviously. We exhale.
Well,
we do. We exhale all those things. That's an interesting theory.
Well, it's one based in history, and in reality, in the terms of they're saying that the preponderance is in the nursing homes, it just is the first argument that has made sense. There's another argument out there by somebody you may have heard of before, Kevin McGurr Galilei. I've interviewed him about six times, but not on this particular issue. A different friend interviewed him. And what he was saying is that this is the way they can drive down CO2 is by covering our faces, okay, so we don't exhale. I mean, and he said it has been driven down. CO2 is driven down, not just from the mask.
Well, and in the beginning, people weren't driving much either. So I'm sure that was a thing.
Right.
And you do have this entire faction of people that call themselves humanists, which is a funny misnomer because they're not interested in humans at all. They're only interested in the planet, some kind of weird cult. And Bill Gates, he went on and did his talks for ages talking about bringing CO2 to a zero on the planet.
Both of them are making good points. But the bottom line is there is no emergency, as you say. And if they can't look at the numbers and see that and can't look at all the shenanigans they're trying to pull, the murder that they're conducting
right.
in the hospitals with people. I don't know if you heard me say this. It's important that everyone does. Erin Marie was saying her patients were 20, 30, 40 years old. These were not people who were on their way out. And as she said, she assured a family that the father was doing fine and then dead, you know? So
right.
they are
right.
murdering young people, not just old people, and I'm not dissing the elderly. I think the elderly are the, you know, I feel sorry for people who depend on others for their care. It's a very, have you ever been
right.
in a wheelchair? I know I have. Oh, man, I must
I have
said thank you 75 times a day. I was thanking people for things I could formerly do for myself. And I began
right.
to resent thanking people. Now, you should be happy you have someone to thank. But in fact, you know, I could do all this stuff for myself and I didn't have to go through life thanking people. So
right.
it's just ironic this, what I bring up. But nonetheless, I
well, it's an equal opportunity agenda for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to give it to the kids with all the testing of the kids. They're going to give them something that will then test positive the next time they have a test. So it's
well,
just like the they give you a titer test for. Yeah.
Why do you think is it that for this particular virus that is so virulent that you have to put a mask on your face because even your breath will infect people? Even if you're asymptomatic, which equals healthy, your breath will infect people. It's so virulent. Why then do they have to shove a Q-tip into your brain in order to test you for it?
Spin, according to Dr. Caldwell.
Right. I mean, it's just the playbook. It's just they've written all this stuff for years and years, and we have been telling people for years and years, and they have been laughing at us. And here it is. It's happening, and they're still laughing.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just frustrated.
A peculiar blessing because 30%, I would say 30% more people are aware of the risk of vaccines since COVID. So our
– This is true.
Do you know what else I heard? I don't have a link, but she told me twice now, and she's in Australia. This you will find interesting. I don't know if you've heard a buzz that Kanye West was running for president. I would presume on the Democratic
yeah.
ticket, perhaps as an independent. But he is taking the issue of vaccination as his premier issue.
I find that pretty interesting. Actually, he's claiming he's going to run as a libertarian in 24, is what he said. And
I see.
At first, when he first announced it, he said everybody thought he meant this election in 2020.
Yeah.
And because he didn't specifically say, he just said, I'm running for president. But he clarified later that he's actually going to run in 2024 on a libertarian ticket. But what's funny is I really hope he would do it this year. I really do. I hope he would. Because if he ran on a libertarian or any kind of ticket right now, because they've already got their Democrat and they've already got their Republican, and you know how the Electoral College works. If everybody starts voting for him now, then it just takes away the votes from the Democratic Party. And because those people are just, you know, out of control. They're out of control right now. And
I don't know if
I'm not a political person.
Me.
I will tell you that. I'm not a political person. But I can sit here and I can see what's going on. And I can see what people are saying and what they're doing and the power grabs they're making. And I can see the Democratic Party is kind of really out of control right now. And not that I really support so much the Republican Party, because I really don't. I'm really not a political person. But I'm really scared
of
the Democrats.
Well, I'm just happy to have anybody. Now, mind you, I have not heard a whisper of this in this country. But the woman who told me is in Australia, and she said, no, it's big news here. I said, big news. We literally have not had a whisper of this here. Send me a link. Send me something, you know. If it's big news, it's got to be printed somewhere. Because if he is bringing this issue to the front and center, I'll just applaud him for doing that right there. You know,
well, for sure, absolutely. Because how many people are listening to him? He does have a huge audience. I don't see that as a negative thing at all.
No,
if he wants to run and cause a ruckus, I say go for it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Now,
on the other hand, didn't we all think that Trump was going to do that? When Trump was going on his election, he was talking about vaccines, and now all of a sudden he's got his warp speed vaccine. He's trying to come up with the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, it all started back with the measles. You must take your measles shot. I was literally screaming bullshit in my sleep, and my friend said to me, I don't know, do you realize you scream bullshit in your sleep? I said, well, I don't ever do that. But right now, you don't have to ask me why I'm screaming it. You know, we're here to try to stop our exemptions from leaving town over the measles vaccine. And he's basically given a pass to every Republican who's our only ally in the, at the state level to don't respect parents' rights. Everybody's got to take a measles shot. Oh, the whole thing is such a... Anyway, Victoria, let us sum up what it is you have to say. Not that I want to get you off, but I must call my husband. I'm in the middle of a whole bunch of stuff right now that I was not expecting, so I have to get back to him. So I'm going to give you the floor. You wrap it up. And tell people where they can find you. You have websites. Your daughter is active. If you want to give all the websites and also put them in the comments underneath the screen so people can find them from there. I'm going to give right now a couple of websites of mine that I think people – well, I'm just going to give you one. And you'll find Victoria's interview there also. It's tinyurl.com/6-feet-apart. So tinyurl.com/6-feet-apart. And I have 47 interviews on the COVID crisis. Crisis. But they've made it a crisis. Thank you so much. You took something that was nothing, blew it wildly out of proportion, and now Victoria and I are sitting here, Victoria Stewart Myers, for the record, from Arkansas, and I are sitting here tearing our hair out, basically, verbally. Go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, it's an incredibly frustrating situation. And so what I want to say is the pandemic, or at least the epidemic in the United States, I can't speak for other countries because I haven't done that research, is over. The death rate in the United States is 0.00034%, which is effectively zero. So there is no epidemic in the United States. That's why they've shifted the narrative. It's a lie. Now, if you want to learn where I got that information, it's posted on my Facebook page, The Healthy Truther, on Facebook. And you can go there, you can read it. I have a copy of an open letter to my school at Henderson State University. I have a copy of the letter that I sent to Governor Asa Hutchinson. And I have different pieces of it broken down, posted separately on the page as well, where I talk about the masks, where I talk about the research about why the masks are no good, won't help, and will probably harm you. I have the research that I did about the death rate and the CDC views on what makes an epidemic. And all that is available on my Facebook page, The Healthy Truther. And that spells just like it sounds, The Healthy Truther. And thank you, Sally, for all the work that you do. And thank you so much for asking me to be to be here today and talk with you, and I'm going to be able to post this conversation that we had, and so I'm really grateful for that.
I exist for you, and people like you, people who are taking action, people who are telling the truth, people who are striving to educate and striving to stop the madness. So anytime that you feel that you've got something to say, this is why I'm here. We're trying to give a voice to exactly who you are.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to Public Advocate Radio. I just came up with a slogan. Check this out. Tell me if you like it. Pearls of wisdom, insight, and truth. That's it. Pearls of wisdom, insight, and truth. That's our new slogan on Public Advocate Radio. My name is Sally Olcordy, and my delightful guest and conscientious, healthy truther, Victoria Stewart Myers. Okay. Cheerio for now. Thank you. Thank you very much, Victoria.
Thank you. Goodbye.